Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Two Senate committees are questioning federal national security officials today about the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Current and former officials who lead the U.S. Capitol Police have said they didn't get enough intelligence before the deadly riot. Robert Salacy of the Homeland Security Agency says federal officials were prepared and deployed National Guard troops to the U.S. Capitol when asked.
The Secretary of the Army received the Acting Secretary of Defense's approval at 4:32 and ordered the D.C. National Guard forces to depart the Armory for the Capitol complex.
However, the head of the D.C. National Guard says he did not receive that request until after 5 p.m. He says U.S. Capitol Police had asked him for the help 3 hours earlier. President Biden is speeding up the timeline for every American adult to get vaccinated against COVID-19. That timeline has been moved up from July to end of May. NPR's Tamara Keith has been speaking with officials involved in making that happen.
There was a fateful phone call on a Sunday in February between administration officials and the vaccine maker Johnson & Johnson. It was supposed to last 15 minutes. It went for more than an hour. When it was over, a senior administration official says J&J was a full partner and, quote, they understood this was a wartime effort. That led to an agreement to have rival drug maker Merck use its facilities to help make and package J&J's vaccine. This unusual partnership is only part of what's speeding up the timeline. Just as important is Biden's recent invocation of the Defense Production Act to free up supplies and renegotiated contracts with all the vaccine makers to accelerate their deliveries. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the killing of three women who worked at a TV station in Afghanistan. The militants say they shot the women because they were employed by a pro-government media outlet. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
This isn't the first time ISIS has attacked this particular TV station. In December, their gunmen killed Malala Maywand. She was a presenter and activist for women and children's rights. At least 14 media workers and human rights activists have been assassinated in Afghanistan in recent months. Most of the killings have gone unclaimed. They began in earnest after peace talks began between the Afghan government and the Taliban in September. That's led activists to say the insurgents, or their sympathizers, are behind the attacks. They say it's a way of shutting up critical voices before they potentially come to power through talks. The Taliban deny responsibility. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, stock prices are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points at 31,483. The Nasdaq is down 114 points, or almost 1%. This is NPR. Researchers say drug overdose deaths in the United States are rising faster among Black Americans than white Americans. NPR's Brian Mann reports deaths from drugs nationwide have surged to record levels amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Roughly 83,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year. Researchers examining public health data collected in Philadelphia found that harm wasn't spread evenly. Black Americans there saw big increases, while overdoses among whites remained flat and even declined in some months. Dr. Ucha Khatri's study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
It wasn't until we started looking at the level of race and ethnicity that we realized that Black and brown communities were being disproportionately affected.
Researchers studying drug overdose data collected in California found similar racial disparities statewide. The American Society of Addiction Medicine has issued a statement condemning racial bias in addiction care. Brian Mann, NPR News.
U.S. defense officials say militants fired rockets at a military base in Iraq today that's used by the U.S.-led coalition. The Pentagon now says that one U.S. contractor has died of a heart attack. There's been a spate of similar rocket attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq. The U.S. suspects militants backed by Iran. And last week, the U.S. launched airstrikes against these militants in Syria. Police in Myanmar have opened fire on protesters in different cities. Early reports say at least 18 people have been killed. Demonstrators are continuing to protest the military's overthrow of Myanmar's civilian government. This is NPR.